Well, I only read tumor, so I don't have to choke. I mean, you will have here so long. This is kind of long, so I read it only in English. Let me see, umbrales here. This is my last book, and this is a long poem that is divided in nine sections, and it's all like a poetic autobiography. It's all my love for poetry, how I have been chasing poetry since I was a little girl, since I left home, you know. Then I came to the United States to learn another language. Then I was in love. Then I saw my mentor. Everything, you know. And then I was chasing poetry, and poetry always escaping me. Until at the very end, she comes back like a little butterfly, and I don't need her anymore, and I kiss her away. And that is called the crow's eye. I am the crow's eye. This is one of the sections, and in this section is where I am seeing all the terrible scenes that I have witnessed in my lifetime. I am the cross eye, the persistent eye scanning fugitive instants of my time. I dominate the space with my wings, dominate the time granted me, the brief bowstring tensing between birth and death. The past is my time. I am the arrow triggered by the past. I must recover it, run through memories with my eyes. Izalco in the distance, smoke boiling up from the crater, the volcano belching, flaming, belching, spewing boulders from his maw, orange red rocks rolling down his flanks, leaping, thundering down the slope, while the volcano weeps ashes, and I, avoiding the smoke, detour to the plaza. A fine rain of ashes with cotton tunics crammed into the plaza. They are the men of Izalco and their sons, wiping their faces with kerchiefs. Traca, traca, track the stammerer. The tunics crumble, dozens, hundreds of tunics falling, written, remaining immobile. Some are still walking, avoiding the cadavers, waiting their turn, walking on tiptoe to avoid the stumbling against the dead. A boy hand in hand with his father, a child who doesn't understand and gazes wide-eyed. I beat my wings and fly away. The poet's sob reaches me, his unmistakable voice. Spain, take this calice from my lips. And I am in Guernica, in Bilbao, Madrid. I fly over the ruins of Guernica. Mothers shrieking, dust rising from the ruins, dust like ashes, chimneys in Auschwitz, in Belsen, in Buchenwald. Vomiting ashes, black smoke, and the ashes of Jews who burn and are consumed, years, decays of ashes clinging to the faces, to the Polish autos of the Nazis who seek in vain to immolate the people, and like a flower wear the death's head in their lapels. Why should I still care for this planet? The era of progress was born in Hiroshima, with the atomic bomb in Hiroshima, with the orange mushroom flowering in a thousandth of a second, leaving the shadows of his victims engraved on the remaining walls. Thousands of dead in Hiroshima, thousands and thousands of living beings transformed into ashes, into spirals of ash, into flames discharging in the wind. The kingdom of death here on earth, the dull droning of death, 16th of August in the morning. I fly aimlessly, the small Vietnamese girl enwrapped in flames. I fly higher, waiting. Jews persecuting Palestinians, Serbs decimating Muslims, piles of cadavers blocking the roads in Rwanda, tribal drums tamming. I alight on a tree. The forest is gone. A few rachitic trees survive. An acid rain falls on the trees, poisons rivers, poisons the seas. The earth is ill. I scan the horizon. Fugitive rays of hope, of love, of courage. Contagious rays keep sparkling despite the rain. The revolution of carnation in Lisbon, of students in Cuba, in Paris, Nicaragua, the lone Chinaman with briefcase confronting the column of tanks in Peking, the Beatles, their songs, John Lennon preaching, make love, not war. I start the return flight. Nothing has changed, nothing. Squadrons of death, bombardments, misery, Tlatelolco, Sumpul, expendable children. My eyes cloud over, the landscape clouds. Massacres in El Mozote, in Tenancingo, in Huihuili. The dust of your streets, Tenancingo, into an exhalation of death has turned. Where have all the flowers gone?